Let's go! KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous, famous.
On Z102.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of Rate Your Date.
I'm your host, Z102.9's Taylor. I'm living my best life. I just want to be like Jesse Palmer, okay?
Are you turning this footage into The Bachelor or Bachelorette so maybe you could be chosen as the next host?
This is my audition.
Okay, I had a feeling.
No, but serious.
Sorry, don't let me take your shining away. Go on, girl.
No, because it's really not about me. I just am hosting this new dating segment. Rate Your Date, where we want to hear about your latest dating escapades, adventures, whatever it may be. But to warm everybody up, the woman, I was going to say the woman of the streets, but that's not what I meant.
No, she did not. But
she's outside. She's back on the dating game. So I want to hear about your latest date and then get a Yelp review about it.
Okay. So I went on this date with a guy named Andrew, who I had met from Hinge.
Classic. Who slid in first?
I think he liked my photo. Yes, he liked my photo and then started the conversation first. Because you can like their photos or like something that they have on their profile.
Yeah.
So he had liked one of my photos and that's kind of how we started the conversation. Conversation didn't really last very long on Hinge.
Mm.
It kind of was, you know, how are you? I'm good. What's up? And then from there it was, what's your snap? You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I was excited until you said that.
Yep. But then we talked a little bit on Snapchat, got to know each other a little bit, and then he asked me out on a date. And I was really excited about this date because I have never been on a type of date like this one before. He knew that I liked football. And so he had asked if I wanted to watch football with him. So we went to the bar.
That does not sound like something you want to do.
It was a lot of fun. So we went to the bar. We watched a football game. And I don't remember who was who, but I do remember it was for his team. He's a Bears fan.
Okay.
I'm a Minnesota Vikings. So if you know, it's gonna get tough later on if we got serious.
Right.
You know, as a Minnesota Vikings fan, we can't. It's gonna be tough if you marry a Bears fan or a Green Bay Packers fan.
Right.
But I was going to let it slide. So it was his team, but I can't remember off the top of my head who they were going against. But yeah, we were at the bar and we were watching football. The bar is great, but it can get a little loud sometimes. So it is a little hard to like ask questions of like getting to know them. Plus also like we're trying to watch the game.
Right.
But it was still fun because like I like watching football and stuff. We ordered drinks, ate some chicken strips.
Was there ranch?
Duh, and honey mustard.
I don't care about that.
Oh. And then it got weird because at one point he had asked me like my favorite artist, which of course I'm going to say Post Malone for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And then asked me like how many times I've seen Post Malone in concert. I explained I've seen him twice. And then he had told me he hasn't really seen that many concerts. Actually, has only been to one concert in his entire life. And I think he's really proud of it. And you know, on my list, remember, I have a list of things that I want my future man to have, like qualities and stuff. And one of those things is I want them to be very passionate about something. And man, oh man, is this guy passionate about the one artist he has seen in concert, which I appreciate. But not 20 minutes worth of being so passionate, he showed me every video he took of the concert.
What was the concert?
It was for some artist I cannot remember off the top of my head.
Okay.
It was a very unknown artist.
So you basically got to watch the whole thing.
I watched the entire concert.
All right.
So we sat there on his phone, which he was far away. He did not have, like, he was really far up. So, like, it's not like there were great videos.
Right.
But we watched every single video. And sometimes multiple times.
Oh, ooh, okay.
It was like, if I really wanted to see this artist, I could go see this artist.
I mean, you can only say like, wow, that's awesome so many times.
I was like, I don't even
get the hint.
I don't know their music. So It was weird. I'm not going to lie. It was super weird. I totally didn't care, but I do appreciate him being passionate about something because you know that I really want that. I want you to be passionate about something, and I did like that. So I'm not going to let it, you know, dock too many points down.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it, I'm going to give a Yelp review.
Out of 5 stars, what do we rate this date?
3.5 out of 5. Because it was good.
That ain't bad.
I only knocked 1 point because of the weird videos, and then only 0.5 because it was really too loud at the bar. So I think we just
romantic.
Needed to pick a different environment to watch football and like try to get to know each other. But otherwise, it was a great date.
Love it. And now it's time for everybody else to rate their date.
Yeah.
Was it better than 3.5 stars?
Was it worse?
Was it worse?
How many more videos of concerts did you have to watch than me?
We gotta know.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Rate Your Date is the hottest new reality radio dating show.
And who's the host?
Z102.9's Taylor. Channeling my inner Jesse Palmer. It's my favorite thing. Rachel.
Love this.
I do. I'm living for this. I've watched enough stupid dating TV that I feel like I'm a professional. So Rate Your Date. We are, kind of surveying the area, the dates that people are going on and if they're good, if they're bad. It's kind of like a real life Yelp review.
Okay.
So Destiny today, you gave Andrew a 3.5 out of 5 stars.
I did.
Mostly because he made you watch an entire concert on his phone album. But I think we should hear about
how
somebody else's
dating
is
going out in the other world.
Yeah. Jenny, tell us about your latest date.
So I went on a date with this guy a couple weekends ago and we had dinner and I am half Korean, but he kept talking about his last girlfriend, like his ex, and kept talking about how she was Japanese and telling all these stories about her. And I was really weirded out because I had never talked about my ethnicity and didn't know why he was talking about his ex, and he wouldn't stop. So then I'm thinking, okay, I wonder if this guy has like an Asian fetish or something because he couldn't get off talking about like Asian culture. So it was really weird.
Okay, now you have to rate it 1 to 5 stars.
It was so creepy, especially because, first of all, don't bring up your ex on our date. And second of all, like the fact that he kept talking about her being Japanese, I'm going to rate that a -1.
Valid. That was earned. So I'm taking it there's no second date then.
There was absolutely no second date, especially once I found out that he named his car, like he had a name for his car and was talking about it in the parking lot. And so, immediate turn off.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Z102.9.
One of the things that drives me absolutely nuts about Bumble and Hinge is that I feel like I found someone, they're pretty cute, right? And at first, the conversations are going really well. And then I'm like, okay, maybe, just maybe, they're going to ask me out. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day. Maybe a week from that day. Maybe a month from that day. They just never ask you out anymore. It's just like, I told you, it feels like we're just conversation buddies.
And you're not looking for a texting buddy. You're looking for a real life buddy.
Yes, I am. So there's a new dating app that wants to stop all of that. Cut the BS. There is no more talking. Actually, you can't even chat with them because they don't want you to ghost them. And they don't want them to ghost you.
A dating app that you can't even talk to people?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. You don't like this.
How does that work?
Okay, so basically it's just all profiles. So you see, I would come across to you, Taylor, and I would be like, oh, okay, she's interesting. And it actually tells you like things, it tells you a lot about this person right away. Like, and you can know like, okay, does she have green flags that I like? Are you a dog person? Like you can put all.
So there's words on the profile?
Yes, 100%. Okay. And you'll get to know a lot about them based on their profile. And so you could see pictures, you can find out a lot of information about them, but it's just a profile. If you like that person, so like if I liked you, then from there, you would put your availability. You could suggest your availability and of that week, and then let me know when you want to go out on a date.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so then if our availability works up and we're both available, let's say tomorrow at 7 p.m., it links us up and it sets us up on a real date. What's cool is it also sends you a confirmation text that day to confirm you're still available and I'm still available for that date. dates. Because especially if you set it, like if we were to set the date for next week, I'm probably going to forget about it.
Right.
So it kind of sends you a confirmation text to remind you, hey, you have a date with Taylor tonight at 7 o'clock. Are you still available? And if I said no, then it would let you know, hey, she's not available anymore.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. So then after the date, you can then review the person. Were they a catfish? Did they not even appear? What's your thoughts on them? Did you like them? Did you not like them? You can give a thorough review. They also have a lot of like safety measures, because I feel like a lot of people like that conversation because you can kind of tell right away red flags from people.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Normally, like, if the conversation, if they slide in with something gross or like tacky, immediately that's no. And they could be the hottest guy I've ever seen. I'm like, no, this is not going to work out.
No, they claim they take safety. I don't know, though, but they claim they take safety very, very, very serious. So they even allow you to share your location with your friends and your family during that date. Okay. So they know what's going on at all times. They are constantly taking people off the app if they think that they are unsafe. And people can anonymously like send reviews in.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, dude, Taylor's weird. Take her off the app.
No, I just wouldn't be showing up probably.
I know you would. And then, so yeah, there's kind of like slowly launching it everywhere. It's kind of like a newer dating app. But I kind of like this because I feel like for me, it's like just we're finally getting to the dates and the less talky-talky. Because I'm just tired of the talking and not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, you would think if somebody signed up for it, they're like clearly serious about finding someone. Because you can be on a dating app and not want to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're just looking for a texting buddy
or 100%.
A hookup or whatever. I just don't know. I feel like I get a lot out of those first couple conversations. So I don't know if I could do it, but I feel like if you're like diving in face first to the dating world, it probably is a great idea.
Right, where if you were like to the point where you're like, okay, I am so tired of Bumble and Hinge that maybe this is like the last step, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get a little weirded out about not having that conversation because I do feel like I can find some red flags in there.
But I guess
it does freak me out a little bit.
On the bright side, sometimes I feel like if you talk too much before your first date, you have nothing to talk about.
No, 100%.
So walking in a little blind, obviously you can remember some stuff from their profile, but you have like so much ground to cover that I don't think there would be as many awkward moments.
This
maybe
is where I'm still gonna ask, as much as I hate it, I still want like proof that you're a human. Because anytime I go on a date with somebody, I ask for proof that they're a human, and I do ask for like a FaceTime call or I ask for a Snapchat photo.
Mm-hmm.
So I would still want that, because from here I feel like how am I gonna get proof? Because I can't DM them that. I can't ask him for a photo.
Isn't that the app's job to make sure you're not a robot? I don't know. Download it and find out.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My name is Taylor, and I may or may not have an Amazon addiction.
She does.
I've been pretty good recently.
She really, really does.
But I love the convenience of Amazon Prime, man. It's just too easy, and I feel like you can find anything on there that you need.
I swear to God, every day you're telling me something you just bought.
I have not. I don't think I've ordered in the new year quite yet. But yeah, normally I'm pretty bad. Because everything's on there, and something I haven't searched out for myself, but never thought would be on Amazon, is caskets. And everybody's talking about these Amazon caskets.
That poor delivery driver.
I didn't even think about that.
That was my first thought.
That would be a heavy load.
No, normally there's like, what, 8 people walking with those things? I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my
head. It's real. Amazon has caskets.
They have bedazzled ones?
I don't think so. The thing is like they are on the cheaper end, which is great because you think about it, funerals can be expensive and that like extra sucks, especially if you just lost a loved one. The last thing you want to think about is like, can I afford the things we need to make sure that we have the appropriate services? So Amazon could have your back. According to Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance Company, they said that normal caskets range between $2,000
and $5,000.
Whoa! Ton of money. I had no idea that caskets cost that much.
I thought maybe they were $100.
No kidding. But Amazon
their caskets start at $1,000.
Hey.
And some even have an overnight option.
Hey.
Amazon Prime, baby. So this is awesome information to have. They come in different styles and colors. There's high gloss and there's adjustable beds. So cool. But what's gone viral about these Amazon caskets is the reviews.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I don't know if you've ever looked at Amazon reviews in general.
I do. I look at them.
It doesn't take a lot to find something that's a little unhinged. But the Amazon caskets have 4 to 4.5 star reviews.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And I got to tell you a couple of these because they're interesting.
Okay.
I don't know who's leaving these reviews. But one reviewer said, I buried my husband a few days ago. The comfy blue couch was so much cheaper than what funeral homes charge. I highly recommend purchasing one through Amazon.
Not a bad review.
Go off, queen. If that's how you feel about it, go ahead and review it.
That's a good review.
Okay, now hold on to yourself for this review right here because it's
oh no,
it's a lot. This person was praising the casket for its pretty color and the shine, but they did say that the sides fell apart during the ceremony.
No.
And now I'm going to, this is a direct quote, okay? This person.
Aunt Sherry!
Nope. This person said, Grandma Dunn rolled out of the coffin.
No, she didn't.
The fall made her wake up and no, she tried did. To break
no,
dance.
No, she didn't.
It broke her back and killed her again. So now we have to buy another casket to bury her in.
No, she did. Who wrote this?
But I will buy another one from here because it's shiny.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Sometimes I wish I could talk to my Amazon delivery guy and just let him know, like, I am okay because
jeez Louise.
I can only imagine the thoughts that go through his or her mind when they're delivering not only constantly to my house, but sometimes the combinations of things are very questionable.
Sometimes I wonder if they judge me.
I'm sure they've seen it all. I mean, seriously, like a couple of minutes ago in Trending with Taylor, I was telling you that they provide caskets on Amazon. So I think there are definitely weirder things, but I kind of wanted us to share. This is a non-judgment zone. Some of the strange things that we've ordered on Amazon, because I am a professional
Amazon shopper.
Amazon Prime shopper. So I didn't even have to scroll very far.
And you already got weird ones?
I already got really weird stuff.
Are you serious right now?
Obviously, any normal person would think my snail mucin is a little weird, but I get it on Amazon.
I forgot you ordered that off of Amazon.
I do. Snail mucin, it's really great for your skin. I've got mold remover. That's been a reorder several times because I just can't get it out of my shower.
Oh, mold. I thought you said mole. Like you have a mole on your face. And I was like, you probably should let a professional remove that one.
Mold. Sorry, mold remover. I got air dry clay because I like to craft every once in a while. I ordered some sweaters for my cats. There's a blue wavy wig that I ordered at one point.
Yep.
And then my most recent order was a talking cactus toy.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. I've seen it on Amazon or on TikTok.
I got it for my nephew so that he would cry because it always scares him. But like all of those things at the same time, it's like, what is this girl doing? I don't know. I order late at night when my thoughts have taken over.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm looking at mine and I have an earwax removal. But it's the one with the camera on the end. Remember that you were like, oh, I want one?
I have always been a little curious about them.
It's kind of cool.
I didn't know you can get those on Amazon.
You can. They're really cheap. And the camera works wonders. You can really see in your ear.
Interesting.
If you're wondering. I feel like it's really, really hard to find in town. At least for me, I can never find it. It's one of my favorite seasoning. And it's smoked paprika.
Oh, I have found that at Hy-Vee before.
Dude, I can never find it when I'm out at the store. I swear to God, everybody else is buying it in town.
You must really like it if you're getting it on Amazon.
So I bought it off of Amazon. The smoked paprika I bought is really, really good. I've actually been told it's the best smoked paprika that someone's ever had before. I bought an alien costume a couple years ago. So it's an inflatable one and I'm in it, but it looks like I'm being like the alien is kidnapping me.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. And then the other weird one is fake tattoos.
What?
Like a fake sleeve?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like that, but it was Post Malone's tattoos.
Like, are they like temporary tattoos?
They're temporary.
With water?
Yes, exactly.
Did you put them on?
Yeah, and they're his face tattoos. Like the always tired.
What'd you do that for? Just to see what it looked like?
No, I was Post Malone 1 year for Halloween. That's why I bought it. I don't just want to be Post Malone every day. It's like, it's not like I go home and put them on and then I take them off every night.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you did.
It's the perfect time for a cat story. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I swear to God, you should see our faces every time we do one of these.
It's my favorite. This is my favorite time of the day, of the month, of the year. Ever is my favorite.
If you ever need to give us bad news, make sure there's a cat story to go with it.
Yeah, put a cat story before the bad news and after, and then I won't even know about it.
Then you'll be like, oh, I'm getting fired? Oh, well. Yeah. There's a cat story to go with it.
At least I heard a cat story.
Do you need tissues for this one? I do have a box right here.
Well, is this sad? Because I don't like a sad story.
It's a good... I think you're going to cry happy tears. I mean, I will.
I'm not much of a crier unless it's like seriously sad. So,
well, I do have the box of tissues to my left, so you just... Cry, I don't know, yell tissue, I don't know.
Okay.
Yell something for me when you need it. Let me know. So I got a cat story for you, Taylor. I know why your cat loves to go in your face, and they like to just sniff.
Yeah, my cats do that really in two places that I can think of, and that is when I'm sitting on the couch, and they're on the back of the couch, like, laying, and if I turn around, they, like, sniff my nose.
Aww.
And then sometimes if they're on my kitchen counter and I walk over to them, they'll, like, reach up and sniff my face.
Okay. Well, there's some recent research that just came out, and they kind of looked at why your cats do this. So first off, you already have multiple cats. You have two adorable little kittens. Have you ever noticed that they actually go up to each other and they do a quick sniff of each other?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, this is what they're doing when they do that. They go up to each other and they're like, oh yeah, that's you, hello. It's a quick reminder for them.
Oh yeah.
And it's a quick hello.
Okay.
Because you know how, like, when you and I, like, how we recognize each other, we just need to look at each other's face and I'm like, that's Taylor, right?
Yes.
For them, they need to sniff each other to be reminded that's Taylor.
Okay.
So that's why cats sniff each other. But more, I'm going to go over why they sniff the humans. You're all probably going to find them, like, curled up to you, when you're doing this, like maybe in the bed, or you said it happens to you on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of reminding themselves that you are indeed part of their comfort zone.
Yes.
It's also kind of similar to when they headbutt you against your noggin.
They do that. My boy, especially.
It's a sweet sign of affection. So it's nothing wrong. Don't ever think that it's like, oh my God, something's wrong with my cat, or maybe they don't like me. It is all good. Now, if your cat ever sniffs you while you're sleeping, even better.
Okay. My girl cat sleeps curled up either on my boyfriend's side, like he like spoons her, or I wake up and she's next to my head. And I have woken up to her whiskers tickling my face because she is sniffing me.
Okay. So the cats are probably doing this for the same reason. They're trying to gather information and they're trying to remember who you are. And then they're also trying to make sure you're okay because you haven't moved in a while.
Okay. She's making sure that I'm not dead.
She's trying to make sure you're not dead.
Yes.
So that's why she's going up there. And then of course you're going to move because you're like, whisker,
it tickles.
Whisker. Uh-huh. So they're gathering information. Now keep in mind, the cat isn't trying to bother you. Rather, they're just trying to cozy up. They're trying to remember who you are and they're just trying to make sure you're okay. And they're trying to figure out what you're up to.
Wow. All this time I thought it was just because I had like stinky breath or something.
Well, you do have that. You might want to, you know, get some different,
But they love mouthwash. They love me for it.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
Not to be too hard on ourselves, but if you think about it, new year, new you, shouldn't be that hard. Suck it up.
Wow, I literally never want you to be any sort of life coach. It is hard.
You set a New Year's resolution. It is not that hard to stick to it. I do it every year.
I believe you told me you fail every year.
I failed at reading the book one, but otherwise, all the other ones I do pretty good at.
Okay, well, I'll be the non-judgmental one because I already think New Year's resolutions are kind of stupid.
You hate them.
But, you know, we've been plucking away at them, and even asking you what yours is, you can always call us and let us know. 319-200-1029, and then we'd really love to hear if you're sticking to it. No judgment, at least on my side of the table. I don't know about her side of the table.
I'll judge you just a little bit. Don't you worry.
So Lori told us last week that she had a New Year's resolution of saving a fourth of her paycheck each month, which is great. Money is always a good thing to pay attention to. So Lori, how's your resolution going so far?
I am doing great so far. So good. I'm over halfway to my goal for the month. So my goal was a fourth of one paycheck in savings, and I'm over halfway there already.
Wow. Okay, so has it been hard? Are you like, man, I'm really noticing that chunk. I'm not being able to, like, spend as much fun money, or has it been pretty easy?
Honestly, it's been easy. I get paid every week, so that kind of helps.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been taking, you know, X number of dollars out of the ATM and putting it right into a fun savings, you know, just an envelope type thing on my dresser, but it's there.
The word fun always makes it easier. So Lori is feeling pretty successful after like a week and a half of being into January.
Told you it's not that hard.
Okay.
Okay, but let's check in on each other's New Year's resolutions. Because I set one for you, you set one for me. Who do you want to check in on first?
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't done anything for mine. I didn't set it for myself. I don't want to do it. I don't even set my own New Year's resolutions because, again, I think they're dumb. So you challenged me to read a book this month. I know we've got like some snow and heavy weather coming this weekend.
Yes, this is a perfect time to pick it up.
My goal is to lose the book. To be honest with you.
What do you mean lose the book?
I would like to misplace the book so you stop asking me about it.
That is my book. I paid for
it. Okay, well, I'll put it at your desk if you want or something. I just, like, I kind of want to, like, withdraw from it. I really don't. It's taking up room in my work bag. Honestly.
Why can't you pick it up? Well, you're going to be snowed in tomorrow, Saturday. You probably still won't get out by Sunday. Who knows? You can't just pick it up for, like, an hour. 5 minutes. I'm asking 5 minutes of your time. Set a timer, 5 minutes.
But what's the point at that? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to finish it.
Yeah, but you might fall in love with it within 5 minutes.
Oh,
and
no.
Then you'll end up finishing it.
I looked at it the other day and I was like, yeah, I'd rather watch TV.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So that, yeah.
I just would like a little bit more effort from you.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that happen.
I'm not saying you have to finish this New Year's resolution. Just a little bit more effort from you.
Probably not.
Okay.
You should have given me a resolution to watch more TV.
Because you already do that. I didn't need to do that.
I would much rather watch TV.
Okay, so this is where I get frustrated because, like, I know that I'm failing my New Year's resolution, but at least I'm putting effort into it.
Yeah.
You said a really dumb, stupid New Year's resolution for me. You want me to be to anything that I'm a part of 15 minutes early. So if it's work, I need to be here. We clock in at 11. I got to be here at 10:45. If I have a doctor's appointment, it's at 10 o'clock. I need to be there at 9:45.
Mm-hmm. If you're not early, you're late.
And I haven't been doing so well. I had a chiropractic appointment this morning. So to be there at 10:15. I rolled in at 10:14.
Okay.
But by the time you had to pay your copay and all that stuff, so I was late,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, definitely.
Today, I clocked in at 10:57, so I was not 15 minutes early.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
So, we'll see. I do have a date on Sunday. Again, we're going to see, will I be on time for that one or early? I'm very, very good at being late for dates.
I yes,
especially because it's in downtown in like the Nubo area. I have so much anxiety parking in that area.
So you got to, like, honestly, girl math, tell yourself to be like 30 minutes early.
Yeah, cuz I'm going to be like, you know, driving around the area for quite some time, just talking myself into parking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm normally late for dates, is because I just can't talk myself into parking. So we'll see how that goes. And will he go on a second date? I don't know.
Maybe if you're early.
Here we go!
Those girls in the afternoon.
Z102.9.
I'm not trying to say you're like a crappy person, but I'm just trying to say, like, you could be a better person if you just add a New Year's resolution, Taylor.
No, I will identify with the rest of the people on Facebook that I see that are like, I don't know if there's a Grinch for the New Year's resolutions, but I am that.
Oh, okay.
Where they're
I've
like,
heard of that.
This is stupid. I don't see a point. I'll accomplish enough this year, not just because it's January and it's dumb.
God, you're hurting my soul. Okay, well, let me give you some options. I found a website. It's the 55 best and coolest New Year's resolution.
You're not going to read me 55,
no,
are you?
Heck no, I'm not.
Great.
For 2024. So I've narrowed it down to what I think is actually the coolest. And maybe, just maybe, you'll pick up one of, or a couple of these New Year's resolutions and actually do them.
No promises.
Okay. Number one, stop gossiping.
I it's not gossiping if it's the truth, and that's what I live by.
Okay, so she's not going to do that one. Okay, go a whole day without checking your email.
Oh, I could do that.
That would be really hard for me.
I do that on the weekends.
Do you really? You don't check it if you get an email that comes in?
Well, I guess that's not true if I get one, but there are times on the weekends that I don't get a single email, so I don't check it.
Okay. And personal. You can't check your personal anymore either.
Oh, I never check that stupid thing.
Okay. What about turn off your phone one night a week?
What? I guess I would need some more information.
Okay. From as soon as we clock out,
oh,
the rest
no.
of the, no?
No, no,
she's
no,
not
no,
going to
no,
do
no.
that.
Sometimes I have to GPS how to get places. So I can't, I like and to have the option to.
She's lived in Iowa her whole life.
Yep.
Okay. They think this is a really cool New Year's resolution. I kind of agree. Call a friend instead of texting them.
Oh, no. No, definitely not. Never going to do that.
Okay. That's why you block my phone calls, don't you?
You can text me. Just text me.
Okay. what about clean out your car?
Ooh, it hurts. I should.
Your car's a mess.
I should, but it's cold out, so
okay,
I would rather wait till it's warm and then I can like go vacuum it or whatever.
Go to bed happy each night.
Oh, that would be nice. Sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes I it's kind of fun to go to bed
a little angry.
See how mad I can be.
Okay, and the last one that I really, really liked from this website of what they think is the coolest New Year's resolutions you should plan for 2024. Bring a plant home.
Bring a plant home?
Mm-hmm.
From where?
Just anywhere. Just bring a plant home.
I'd love to, but it will die.
A cactus? I have a snake plant. I haven't watered that in months, and it's still alive.
Okay. Even if it would be alive, then my cats are going to eat it. So it's kind of a lose-lose sitch. Does a fake plant count?
Okay. I'm down for a fake plant. Okay. We could do that. Is there any other New Year's resolution from that whole list that you liked?
Nope. Not a single one.
Crap.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.